Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the Astros playoff history as well as some wild card recaps. So let's start out with this. Brian McTaggart had a story on MLB.com today. Can the Astros turn things around at home? He said, should they spend the night in a hotel for a couple of days before the game? Should they petition Major League Baseball to bat first? I threw something out there earlier. Maybe they could just wear the gray uniforms and feel like they're at home. He also mentioned something that's not in my notes about that the Astros players thrive on being booed on the road and they play better. He goes, but they won't admit it. That's what I don't know how he knows, but they won't admit it. But anyway, let's look at this. The Astros 39-42 at home this season, and they were 51-30 on the road. If they could have just matched that 102-60, that would have been great. So one thing about the Astros this season on the road, they swept Atlanta in Atlanta. They swept the Braves, but they got swept by the Royals at home. So they go out to Atlanta, sweep one of the best teams in baseball, and then they get swept at home by one of the worst teams in baseball. So the first team to have a losing record at home to win their division since 2001 Braves. That's the Astros are the first team to have a losing record at home and win their division since 2001 Braves. The worst home record to win a pennant was the 2014 Kansas City Royals, who were 42-39. Again, the Astros 39-42. The worst record to win a pennant, and that's an American League or National League pennant, 42-39. The worst home record to win a World Series, 42-38. The 2021 Atlanta Braves. That was the worst record at home. So if you go into the past, does that bode well for the Astros? I don't know. Because you have to win at home. Now they're the two seed. They're going to play more games at home than they will on the road. If somehow Baltimore gets upset in the playoffs, they will play even more if they can get past that second round. So one thing we spoke about is that some players are complaining about the batter's eye, that they just can't pick up the ball from left-handed pitchers. But this is the same batter's eye that's been there for the last two seasons. So what they did is the batter's eye is right next to the Coca-Cola party deck or whatever that's called, and they painted it green 3 feet more to the right. And this was before the last homestand. You know what their record was after they painted it? That's right, 1-5 in their last six games. So as we know, a lot of these, you know, as I spoke earlier, that these teams thrive on the boos. They play better on the road in that atmosphere. Here's some home and road splits. Alex Bregman hit .250 at home. He hit .273 on the road. He had 11 homers and 42 RBIs at home. On the road, he had 15 homers and 56 RBIs. Now, Alex Bregman would be one hitter, at least on this team, at least out of these four, except maybe Altuve, that should benefit from the Crawford boxes. Because everybody said, oh, it's not fair, they got these little Crawford boxes, but he hits more home runs on the road. You look at Kyle Tucker, .251 at home, .315 on the road. That doesn't make sense. 10 homers at home, 19 on the road. Almost read my writing wrong. 48 RBIs at home, 64 RBIs on the road. Imagine if we could play all the games on the road. Jordan, 278 at home, 307 on the road. I don't even think it gets very many boos. 10 home runs in Minute Maid Park, 21. Doubles his home runs on the road. That's nuts. 41 RBIs at home, 56 on the road. And you look at Altuve. I didn't do the math, but this is one of the higher ones. 268 average at home in front of the fans that love him. In front of 3 million fans this year. 268 average at home, 349. That's a batting title. 349 on the road. He didn't miss a lot of time, so these numbers are low, but 4 home runs at Minute Maid Park. 4. He had 13 on the road. That is three times as many home runs on the road. He had 19 RBIs at home and 32 on the road. So in the last 3 postseasons, the Astros are 11-4 at home. Last year in the World Series winning campaign, 6-1. So it shows that you need to win at home. So Brian McTaggart also had this, and you probably thought about it too. Who do you want to face? Who do you want to face? Toronto or Minnesota? I always said Minnesota. They haven't won a playoff game in like 17 tries. I don't know how long ago it was. I know they'd won some World Series in the 90s? I remember they were pretty good in the 90s. But they had lost 17 playoff games in a row. Not just series, but they can't win. So I'd be like, all right, let's play them. If they can even get there. So let's look at Toronto, 43-38 at home, 46-35 on the road. Minnesota, 47-34 at home, 40-41 on the road. So looking at that, I will take the team that has underperformed in the playoffs and the team that is he's actually under 500. The team that is under 500 on the road. I will take Minnesota. That's who I want to play. All right. I think I got one more thing. So Brian McTaggart said they should both be competitive. And he said we should just wish for a 3-game series. And that would benefit us the greatest because they're using all their pitching staff. You're sitting at home, not doing anything, waiting for the other team. That would be the best thing to do. All right, let's look at some wild card recaps. Toronto at Minnesota. We'll do them first as the teams we talked about. In the bottom of the first, Lewis had a 2-run homer. In the bottom of the third, the same guy had another home run. It was up 3-0. Toronto added a run in the sixth. 3-1 final. Minnesota. Toronto won 1 run on 6 hits. Minnesota had 3 runs on 5 hits. Toronto was 2-for-9. With runners in scoring position, Minnesota 0-for-4. Toronto left 9 on base. Minnesota left 8 on base. The big thing was this guy hit 2 home runs. Lopez pitched for Minnesota 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run. He picks up the win. Gausman only lasted 4 innings, 3 hits and 3 runs. 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. The big thing for him was 2 home runs by Lewis. I think for Minnesota, I believe it's pretty crazy how much money people wanted to give Carlos Correa. He's batting 6th. He went 1-for-4, I believe, but he's batting 6th. You pay someone that much money, he's batting 6th. That's nuts. All right, Texas at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's good at home. They're very, very good at home. In the top of the second, Texas had a sack fly. Top of the fifth, Glasnow had a wild pitch. And Texas up 2-0. Seager had an RBI single. Jose Siri had a throwing error. That made it 4-0. And that, my friends, was a final score. Tampa Bay could not score. Montgomery was awesome for Texas. 7 innings, 6 hits, no runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Glasnow, 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 5 walks. He had 8 strikeouts. Tampa Bay 1-for-6 with seven left on base, and Texas 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. They left 13 on base. So it could have been worse. Now we move to the National League. Marlins and Phillies. Bohm had an RBI double. Stott an RBI single in the fourth, 2-0. They had another RBI single, made it 3-0. We go to the seventh inning. And the Marlins got an RBI single, made it 3-1. And then Castellanos, bottom of the eighth, he hit a double, made it 4-1. That's the final. So the Phillies pretty much have the same team as last year. Miami, one run with seven hits. Philadelphia, four runs on 11 hits. Miami, 2-for-7, runners in scoring position. They have five on base. Philadelphia, 3-for-14. That is not good. And they left seven on base. Lizardo only lasted four innings, eight hits and three runs, no walks and five strikeouts. And Wheeler for Philadelphia, 6 2/3, five hits, one run. He also didn't walk anybody and had eight strikeouts. So Philly goes up 1-0. Arizona at Milwaukee. Arizona's been good all year. Milwaukee is the winner of the worst division in baseball. They have a better record than Arizona, but Arizona has played the Dodgers. They have tough teams to play. So Milwaukee goes up 3-0 early. You're like, wow. They had an RBI single and a two-run homer. And then here comes Arizona. Carroll with a two-run homer. Marte with a homer. Moreno with a homer. All of a sudden, it's 4-3 after the three home runs by Arizona. Top of the ninth, Walker had a two-run double. That made it 6-3, Arizona. And that was the final score. Arizona down 3-0, and they fought back and won. Arizona, six runs on nine hits. Milwaukee, three runs on 12 hits. Arizona, 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They left eight on base. Milwaukee, 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They left 11 on base. Arizona used seven pitchers. The starter went 2 2/3, seven hits, three runs. For Milwaukee, Burns only lasted four innings, five hits, four runs, two walks. So you have Minnesota defeating Toronto, Texas defeating Tampa Bay, Phillies beating the Marlins, Arizona beating Milwaukee. So the whole home teams, they went 2-for-2. So tonight for Minnesota, they got Gray versus Barrios. And that should be a good matchup. For Texas, Eovaldi versus Effen. That should also be a good pitching matchup. Milwaukee's got Peralta. Arizona's got Gallen. Miami has Garrett. Philadelphia has Nova. So I think in those two National League matchups that the two teams that won game one have the pitching edge in those games, and they could close it out. Philadelphia has the best chance, as far as I'm concerned, to close things out. And then Arizona has a good chance. Texas, Toronto, like I said, good pitching matchups. So we'll see what happens. So according to Brian McTaggart, that's what we want. We want them to play three games. But I'm all for it. Minnesota, come to town, bring Carlos Correa with you. I'm all for it. That's who I would have picked to go against anyway. And if Minnesota wins, they come and play us, and then we play Baltimore, Tampa Bay, or Texas, whoever's there. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. That's all I have for now. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.